RSN Central's Form Express.
It's time for the Form Express. Just quickly, we'll be heading to Matty Stewart shortly live at Caulfield, but the barrier draw is underway for the Blue Diamond, and Hanseatic, the favourite, has drawn barrier number one, which isn't a great draw for this horse that gets back. So he's drawn barrier number one, and Rulership is barrier number seven, the second favourite. So we'll head to Matty Stewart shortly. They're racing in Victoria at Benalla today. Warren Huntley's best bet, race five, number three, King Magnus. And Harry White's best bet, race five, number three, King Magnus. Robbie Hickmont, he's hard to beat when he takes his gallopers to Benalla. In fact, his stable's hard to beat these days wherever he goes, and he's got some nice chances there at Benalla, and he joins us now. Good morning, Robbie.
Paulie, how are you, buddy?
Good, thanks, mate. Hard Border looks tough to beat. He's a horse on debut. He's trialled up nicely. What are you expecting?
Yeah, look, he's as you say, he's trialled up very well, the horse. Does meet a tough little field, though, G. It's a little horse, a fair rap on him, Colin, and see a little bit of trickling of money there for him, and Lady's horse, well, it's form for a maiden is pretty impeccable, isn't it? Then fourth to Superset and second to Soul Patch, so it's not bad maiden form. It did trial up against one of mine at Geelong, which I've held in pretty high regard, that's sold to Hong Kong. So, and then you've got Snowden's horse as well, so it's a very tough maiden. I think it'll be a very good form race. Barrier one is going to get every favour there, and hopefully sit just in behind the speed. And look, if he's good enough, he's going to be there to win, but a bit wary of all those other three main chances in the race as well.
You wouldn't believe it when you had a look at the Benalla Maiden and you run into some of those horses.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it doesn't matter where you go. There's no such thing as a weak maiden in Victoria, or Sydney for that matter. And, you just got to take them where you think they can win. And hopefully the horse may still be able to, but I think it's going to be a great form race, that's for sure.
How have you assessed Dreamtime Lady, this preparation? She gets an inside gate today, and she's at an each-way price at $10 in race number four.
Yeah, look, slowly improving. She has shown a lot more at home than what we've seen on the racetrack, and with the addition of the blinkers today, hopefully that'll help her to reaching her maximum potential, and I think she has got something in the horse, and at the odds, you know, should be worth a little sneaking something each way and putting into the first fours, that's for sure.
And American Near in race number six has had the 24 starts for just the one win. Can he improve on that record today?
Yeah, look, we've only had him for the last two starts, and or three, I should say. But he was a little bit unlucky there at Yarra Glen the other day. Young Will couldn't get him off the fence when he wanted him to. You did have something to offer the horse, so he'll go there as a good each-way chance. Barrier 7, I could see him sliding across and sitting in the 1-1, and at least he'll have plenty of room and time to get out at Benalla there, and I'm sure he'll be hitting the line nicely. Something each-way at some nice odds as well.
Okay, so what's your best chance for having a small punt today, Robbie?
Probably the last one, mate. You know, pretty ordinary race, and yep. I think he can figure in the finish.
All right, race 6, horse number 6. Love your work. Good luck there today at Benalla.
Thanks a lot, Gareth.
There's Robbie Hickmont with his runners there at that Victorian venue, racing in New South Wales at Muswellbrook. Shane Montgomery joins us. Good morning, Shane.
G'day, Gareth. Good morning, all.
Take it away with your specials on that card, please.
Race 6, number 2, Take to Heart. Missed an outing when she when the meeting was abandoned late last month at Taree. That was when we were getting more meetings put off than what we could run. She presents here first up now. She's trialled twice. She'll be competing in blinkers for the first time. Thought she did enough in those trials, especially the last one, to suggest that she'd be ready to fire first up. That's race 6, number 2, Take to Heart. Thought the best bet was much earlier in the day, though, Gareth. Race 3, number 8, Moinda, having a second start back from a seven-week break today. She stepped into this distance range at Gosford last start. She became totally unsuited. They went very slowly for the first section on the day. She showed great courage in defeat, and I think she's got good scope to improve today. That's race 3, number 8, Moinda.
Okay, what about a quaddie?
Yeah, we'll go a bit conservative, given the heavy ground and the cutaway rail. I think they'll probably cover plenty of this straight from the inside out. Today, in the first leg in saddlecloth order, 2, 3, 4 and 17. The second leg, 2, 3, 5 and 7. 2, 3, 9, and 10 in the third leg, and 2, 4, 5, and 6 in the last leg, and hope we can get a split, something with a bit of odds in one or two of those legs.
Great stuff, Shane. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth. Bye-bye.
It's Shane Montgomery. Harness Racing sign at Swan Hill, and this next man, oh, I'm just frustrated with myself here. Like, I'm dirty. How dare I listen to Jason Bonington? And Blake's been so good to us on this show. And the $1,000 challenge, it was a wonderful opportunity with Metropolitan Harness Racing on a Monday night. And Blake was really keen on Wobbly. And I did mention at the start, $2.60 the drum. It's a wonderful bet. A lot of pace up front. This horse is jumping out of the ground. The champion on him and Chris Alford. And I thought to myself, that's just a no-brainer, Gareth. Instead, we tried to be clever, wait till the last two races, and we never looked like it. And Blake was all over Wobbly. And it was just, I need to be better. And I apologise to our listeners. Blake, good morning to you.
Gareth, I think we all take some blame, to be honest. Oh, I don't think we handled ourselves well yesterday.
It makes me so angry. Like, we got $850 in the kitty. It's been a wonderful start. We've been so close. But it's just ridiculous, Gareth. And I had a hard look at myself in the mirror there last night. It was difficult to get to sleep. But we need to be better, Blake. And hopefully, like, we've got to wait for another week. Like, it's a long time, the $1,000 challenge.
It's a long time away. But
yeah. Anyway.
We can just try and find what is in between.
All right, where do we start then at Swan Hill?
It's pretty tough, to be honest. I think there's 7 races. There's probably 5 odds on favourites, tipping most of them. So not heaps of value. The one favourite I think may be able to get beaten is in race 2, Wilshire Boulevard. I don't mind Major Liner. I think it's improving at a rapid rate right now. The second last time out was really good. And if you wanted to take on one of the favourites tonight, I'd be having a straight out bet on race 2, number 3, Major Liner.
Hey, Blake. Michael Stanley's on the other line, so...
Well, hopefully he'll prove me wrong and he'll tell us that Wilshire Boulevard will just win and we can change our mind. So if Mick's confident, we'll just ignore me and go with what Mick says.
All right, then. What other specials have you got?
Well, I think it's more a night of playing trifectas and first fours, and Mick might like this one. Soho Tsunami's in race 4 on the card and will be winning, and I think Casting Shadow will run second. So you can play trifectas in race 4, 5 to beat 6. I think probably only numbers 2 or 3 can run third, so stagger that up whichever way you like. But some straight trifectas in race 4 is the other good betting option on the card.
Okay, Quaddy?
Yeah, Quaddy, as I mentioned, lots of favourites and tipping most of them, so we won't get too excited here. But 5 only in the first leg. Soho Tsunami. Second leg, 2, 8, and 9. AJ Breezy Rose is favourite, but there is a bit of value there with numbers 2 and 8. Third leg, just numbers 3 and 7. And last leg, 4 only, coming home with Iconic Major, the odds on favourite in the last. But that's only $6 for a full unit, so it won't pay huge. But if we can get a split in the second leg, it might be okay.
Good on you, Blake. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Blake Redden looking at Swan Hill. Mickey Stanley's heading to Swan Hill today, which means he's pretty hard to beat in that part of the world. And he joins us now. Good morning, Mick.
Morning, Gareth. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Wilshire Boulevard, can you prove Blake wrong tonight?
Yeah, I think we can. In saying that, I can understand where Blake's coming from. Major Liner does have the better of the draw, and these two actually qualified together the same day at Berriburra, and they both went across the line together, and there wasn't much between them, and I was inside Major Liner that day, so... he will definitely be my hardest to beat in that race, anyhow.
And Soho Tsunami should just be a put-in, take-out type of job there tonight?
Look, ability-wise, 100%, but he's a horse that doesn't quite switch on. He doesn't know what he's doing yet, but if he brings his A-game, he'll be looking.
He should be going to the front then, you would imagine?
If he switches off and doesn't want to play the game. But, yeah, his A-game will win that race.
Okay, so a couple of nice chances there at Swan Hill. Would you expect to come home with the double?
Like I said, Soho Tsunami is definitely the best of the two, but I think Wilshire Boulevard can win, but Major Liner, there isn't a lot between the two of them.
You head to Sydney, Soho Gloria Jane goes around in the Oaks. She's got a tough draw to overcome.
Yeah, she does. She's probably one of those fillies that is just below the top echelon, but good enough to be there and have a crack, and the white barrier draw does make it really difficult, but she'll run a good race and need a lot of luck.
Good on you, Mick. Good luck there and safe driving to Swan Hill.
Beauty. Thanks, mate.
There's Mick Stanley with his two runners there at Swan Hill tonight. Greyhound action at Horsham and Warrigal in Victoria. And Georgie Farooj has done the form at those two meetings, and he joins us now. G'day, George.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Good, thanks, mate. Take it away with your better bets on the program today.
Yeah, well, we've got two at both meetings today. Horsham race one, number five, Cruising Betty, has had three recent seconds. Run low, 24 seconds at Bendigo, and you think this is certainly going to be a winnable race despite the awkward draw, race one, number five. Also, race 12, number one, Select Seaman. Certainly its favourite box. It's a last start winner, and we get him drawn this well. I think it'll be hard to beat as well. So race one, number five, into race 12, number one. Quality numbers at Horsham, 1, 4, and 6, into 6 and 8. Into 1 and 7, into 1 and 3. Over to Warrigal. Like two later in the program. Race 10, number 1, Lightning Blast. Trial 22.44 at Warrigal, which is humming. More importantly, 8.21 to the marker. That's going really, really well after a short letter. If it trials up to its up to that run, it'll be very hard to beat in the race. After race 11, number 7, Tigers Crest. Race inform has been really solid, Gareth, around this sort of distance. Has a little bit of speed. And I think it'll be hard to beat as well. So race 10, number 1, race 11, number 7. Quaddy numbers, 4 and 8, into 4, 5 and 6, into 6 and 7, into 2, 6, 7 and 8. And we'll catch up with you shortly.
Yeah, looking forward to Off the Leash today. We'll catch up with Troy Little, the pro punter, to have a look at the all-in markets for the Superstars and also the Australian Cup, those heats on Saturday night. And David Knocker will also join us after his Group 1 success there last Saturday night at the Meadows. Good on you, Georgie.
Yeah,
and that is the Form Express for this Tuesday, the 18th of February.